folks, California is becoming uninsurable. State Farm just issued notice to the state regulators of California because the insurance industry is highly, highly regulated. And they said, look, we either are going to have to raise home insurance rates by 50% across the board for the entire state, or if you, the regulators, don't allow us to do that, we're closing down the whole business and we're leaving the state of California. So this is an insurance company, you know, a major player. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands or millions of policies they have across the state of California, but it's a major player. And if they are seeing that the claims demand they raise rates 50% in order to stay viable, in order to just stay solvent and sort of meet the state requirements for solvency, then you can bet that all the other insurance companies are experiencing the exact same thing. And where this is going, it's very simple, because the state of California is going to say, oh no, we can't allow you to raise rates 50% because, you know, we can't create the impression of inflation or unaffordability. So nope, you're not allowed. State Farm's is going to say, okay, see ya. Good luck, Collapsifornia. We're out of here. And that's what's going to happen. Over time, more and more insurance companies are going to flee the state of California. And this is going to create a situation where homeowners can't get insurance, or business owners can't get insurance, or even worse, commercial building owners, i.e. commercial landlords, can't get insurance. And if they can't get insurance, then they can't function, because, you know, they can't have the exposure to the huge potential risks of claims against them. Without an insurance policy, they can't function. You see, California is collapsing. Now, understand that in California, I mean, why is it collapsing in terms of insurance claims? Well, I mean, all kinds of reasons, but number one is just all the retail theft, all the shoplifting. Now, I know that doesn't affect home policies, but there are home break-ins that do affect home policies. Basically, we're talking about widespread theft. So, you know, in California, it's legal to shoplift up to $950 at a time, and you can do that multiple times a day at multiple stores, or you can even come back to the same store and hit it again and again and again. I saw a report from, I think it was Walmart or Target. It was one of the two. Talking about the cost of theft, the shoplifting, costing the company, was it something like $600 million in the last year? $600 million? How can you stay in business when the state government allows people to walk in and loot your store and walk out, and there's nothing you can do about it? The rule of law is collapsing in California. And this is a state where they have naked homos in the streets performing oral sex on each other and engaging in like golden shower urination rituals in the middle of the street at a family-friendly event where children are invited to participate. That was the Pride Festival walk insanity that just happened over the last weekend. You know, transgenderism run amok. In California, you can steal $950 at a time, an unlimited number of times. You can carry out just straight up pornography out in the open, on the streets, just public fornication all over the streets. You can pee on each other. You can poop on each other. Right out in the open, you will not be arrested. But you know what you will be arrested for in California? There was a video of this that has gone viral of a guy waiting for, he was like at a train station, waiting for a subway train or a surface train or something. And he's eating a sandwich. And the cops come up and say, we're going to arrest you for eating the sandwich. And he's like, what are you talking about, bro? You know, he's like, I'm just eating a sandwich, bro. You know, and the cops are grabbing on him, and then they get like four or five cops over there, and they arrest him for eating a sandwich. And I'm just thinking, if only he had been naked eating a shit sandwich as part of a pride parade, then, oh, that would have been perfectly fine. You know, if he had been waving the LGBT flag and flopping his penis out all over the place and like peeing on children or whatever, you know, that would have been fine. Police law, like, that's perfectly legal. But you're eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, my God, that's a crime. This is what California has become. Freaking Looneyville. Insane, lunatic morons running the state. And for the most part, especially along the West Coast, the people who stick around and stay in California, you got to start wondering if, you know, how long it's going to be before they have just had enough. And more have reached that point. It's a tipping point. They're like, I just can't deal with this. I'm out of here. I have seen so many people make that decision. A lot of them have moved to Texas. Some moved to Colorado. Some moved to Arizona, Nevada. Some move all the way to Florida. People are getting the hell out of California because the state is collapsing. But back to the main topic here, if it's uninsurable, then you can't function. So what kind of commercial real estate market is going to be remaining in California? And the answer is I can't see that there's going to be any market remaining unless conditions change dramatically. And then what about just home real estate, you know, private homes? Well, who can actually close on a home if you can't buy insurance for it? I'm pretty sure all the lenders require insurance before they will fund the purchase, right? You can't get insurance, you can't get a loan. So then the only people that can buy property are cash buyers, and that's a small percentage of the overall market. So home sales are going to collapse, which means home values are going to collapse. Commercial real estate's going to collapse. And all those values will, of course, collapse at the same time. The rule of law has collapsed. Civility has collapsed. The retailers are going to shut down and move out. The grocery stores that are being looted, it won't be long before they're just like, this is it, we're done. Target and Walmart and Costco are already shutting down stores all across California. Again, especially on the West Coast cities where all the insanity is, you know, LA and San Diego, but also San Francisco and even more inland is Sacramento and so on. I mean, it's completely freaking insane. So just keep all this in mind, folks. It's starting to hit the fan. Western civilization is unraveling very rapidly. And what's going to happen here at the end of this is the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the banking system, and the collapse of the United States of America as we know it. So get ready and stay informed. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and I stream at 1 p.m. Central Monday through Friday on Rumble, X, and Brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. We've got our big independence sale going on right now at healthrangerstore.com. And of course, we are all about increasing your health and your independence. And one of the ways that we do that is through highly nutritious, lab-tested, superior foods and nutritional supplements. Let me show you what I have here right now that's back in stock that's really exciting. We've got the macaroni and cheese buckets that you can see there in the big bucket format, or show the overhead cam. Actually, I want to show people what this looks like. So we have these really intensely, we call them bricks. These are bricks of the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa and amaranth and rice, all organic ingredients. And this has an amazing texture. And then this is the powder pack that goes with it, certified organic, real cream powder, real cheddar cheese powder, and real butter powder, plus a couple other simple ingredients like black pepper and onion powder and so on. This is what makes up the macaroni and cheese meals. They're incredibly delicious. People rave about them. This isn't your cheap Kraft macaroni and cheese with artificial colors and garbage. This is real food for long-term storage. We've also got the new stick pack drink mixes now. This is the first time that we're even mentioning these. We've got collagen joint support. These are in little stick packs that you can put in water, mix it up. They're incredibly delicious. We have a couple other flavors there as well, as you can see on the left. Just go to healthrangerstore.com during this 4th of July sale, and you can save up to 45% off. Many different items are on sale right now. And if you just go to healthrangerstore.com/July4, just the numeral 4, then that'll give you the landing page of everything that's available, including this right here.
free 5G defense powder for orders over $149. And this defense powder is made with the SOD ingredient that helps your body naturally overcome the free radical damage caused by peroxynitrites. So this is a really important formulation. If you have a lot of exposure to electromagnetism and 5G, then this can help your body naturally eliminate the free radicals that are formed upon exposure to some of those electromagnetic fields. But check it all out. Support your independence at the same time that you're supporting this network and this platform and our message of human freedom, human health, and self-reliance. And also remember that every purchase helps us support our ongoing lawsuit that we filed against the Department of Defense, the State Department, Homeland Security. We are suing Alejandro Mayorkas, We're suing big tech. We've sued Google, Meta. We've even filed suit against Twitter, X, over censorship collusion. This lawsuit is very expensive. We are probably going to spend huge amounts of money on it over time. And we're fighting for your right to be able to speak freely, because we're not going to settle with just some permission that we can speak, but nobody else can. We're fighting to dismantle the censorship industrial complex. And you can help us in that fight by shopping at healthrangerstore.com and enjoying our July 4th sale events. It's all good until midnight on Independence Day. So do your shopping early, get these products that are on sale, get the bonus items, and help support us in our fight for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.